I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's trouble south of the border. I'll share the latest updates from the Colombia-Venezuela conflict in a moment. And make sure to stick around. There's more to the Great Commission than reaching unreached people groups. Find your place in these stories on Mission Network News. Tensions continue in South America. Large-scale military exercises and a regional defense pact have rumors of war circling Colombia and Venezuela. Compassion International partners with churches in a Colombian border town called Cúcuta. Compassion's Carlos Alvarez says amid the chaos and concern, believers recognize God as their only source of hope.
On the field, families keep praying and keep hoping that the situation will probably ease down a little bit, that they don't get in the midst of this governmental disputes.
Each day brings new Venezuelan families across the border. Compassion's partners are helping 700 vulnerable families in Christ's name.
One activity that was recently very, very impactful was a soccer game between Venezuelan children and Colombian children, and that got them so integrated that they actually forgot that they were in a really crisis situation, and they were brothers and sisters playing together.
And send help through Compassion when you connect with us at missionnews.org.
It's a lot of people suffering. This is really an emergency situation, if you may. Keep connected and keep looking into what God is doing.
Speaking of vulnerable groups, let's talk about Iraqi refugee kids. It's a general fact that staying in school keeps most kids out of trouble, and it gives them vital skills they need as an adult. However, school isn't even an option for most refugee children in Jordan. Tent School's Emily Cloister says this makes them prime targets for extremist recruiters and more.
So these older kids, in the absence of education, they risk long-term psychological effects of untreated traumatic experiences that they may still be dealing with as they get older. They risk falling into destructive habits like drugs and alcohol abuse. They are definitely at a higher risk, having been displaced, of depression, suicide, not being able to see a path out.
Most Iraqi kids can't attend public secondary schools in Jordan because they don't have official refugee status. That's why Tent Schools is raising money this month to build a secondary school through their local partners.
So we really are trying to bridge this educational gap for them because we feel it's a very practical way to address that issue, the issue of extremism, as well as all of the other issues I talked about.
Help provide this secondary school and give these kids a fighting chance at life when you visit missionnews.org. Yesterday, we talked about how reaching unreached people groups with the gospel and making disciples go hand in hand. A lot of mission groups today define unreached people groups based on language and ethnicity. But York Osbacher with Operation Mobilization, a member of the Alliance for the Unreached, says there's more to the Great Commission than ethno-linguistic categories.
We recognize that there are different contexts and different opportunities to reach people with the gospel. And essentially, we kind of look at the things that separate people from access to the gospel. And sometimes ethnicity and language can be great ways to define those barriers, but not always.
Osbacher says another way to think about it is same, near, and far cultures or circles. Who's lost in your same circles right now at work, home, or in your community? Who's nearby that you can reach with Jesus? And who's far away that the Lord is calling you to go and share the gospel with?
I think that's one thing that we can pray for is the coordination of those different parts of the body of Christ across the world, same culture, near culture, and far culture, all working together in their own roles to see the gospel go out.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.